This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate Intelligence Committee holds a confirmation hearing today for President Bush's choice of John Negroponte to be the new Director of National Intelligence. Negroponte has a 40-year record as a diplomat. He's done stints as U.S. ambassador to Honduras, Mexico, the Philippines, the United Nations, and most recently, Iraq. The intelligence job could be his most challenging assignment yet, as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
For all the interest in today's hearing, the outcome isn't really in question. Both the top Republican and the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee have praised John Negroponte as a great choice for the job. Ellen Lapson, formerly vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council, expects Negroponte will face plenty of hurdles in the weeks ahead, but she doesn't foresee major stumbling blocks today.
My sense of it is that people want the Director of National Intelligence position to be filled. So my own guess is that this will go reasonably smoothly. If there are hiccups, the hiccups are likely to be on issues that were earlier in Ambassador Negroponte's diplomatic career.
Foremost among them, Negroponte's tour as ambassador to Honduras in the early 80s. During those years, Honduras became the base for covert military operations to unseat the left-wing Nicaraguan government next door. Negroponte has been accused of covering up human rights abuses by Honduran death squads. Among his critics is his immediate predecessor as ambassador, Jack Binns. Binns says Negroponte was complicit in the abuses and then lied to Congress about it. Binns argues that should raise major questions about accountability.
I don't believe U.S. government officials should deliberately mislead Congress, as he has done. That being the case, he should be held accountable for that and not rewarded.
Negroponte has repeatedly denied he suppressed information about human rights violations. His supporters, including Dewey Claridge, second that. Claridge was chief of the CIA's Latin America division at the time, in charge of running the covert war against communism in Central America. He says if the allegations had legs, it would be one thing.
But, you know, we've been through this, or he's been through it, with the UN confirmation thing. And, you know, if somebody's turned up some new evidence, well, that's something else. Otherwise, to me, it seems like it's just hashing over old ground for political purposes.
Negroponte's more recent postings have proven less controversial. In Iraq, he served less than a year, but he helped pull off elections this past January that went more smoothly than almost anyone expected. And he further burnished his reputation as a diplomat content to exercise influence behind the scenes. Negroponte's understated style has served him well in his diplomatic career, but in this next assignment, he's expected to take a more aggressive approach. Richard Kerr, the number two official at the CIA in the early 90s, has been in touch with Negroponte recently. He says his advice to the nominee would be make a grand gesture early.
I think he needs to use this initial period when he has the support of both the president and Congress and a mandate to organize and run the intelligence community to establish himself with the Secretary of Defense. He has to make some tough decisions about resources, and some people are not going to be happy with some of those decisions.
Indeed, Kerr says he expects Negroponte, if confirmed, to clash early and often with the intelligence establishments at the CIA and the Pentagon. In fact, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is reported to be moving already to protect his department's independence. He's asked one of his most trusted aides, Stephen Cambone, to oversee the Pentagon's intelligence reform efforts, a move that some believe signals a power struggle to come. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.